All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show. We're doing a second part because I figured you guys, not everybody cared to hear about the dog-girl situation. So let's go ahead and just start with what I got to talk about. First off, I am back from vacation. I had the worst hangover of my life. I drank way more than I needed to, and I learned how much I need to drink in my life, and it's not that much. So, other than that, had a pretty good time. Watched a lot of YouTube. Checked out all the new games coming out. Talked about games. Talked about how games aren't as good as they used to be. Wondering why everything looks like fucking Dark Souls now. I mean, me and my buddy literally went through most anticipated games of 2023. And like, half of them is open world fucking Dark Souls. And I'm not even talking about that they play like Dark Souls. I'm talking about they look like Dark Souls. They're just open world. Like, Forspoken came out, like, oh, okay. And then Flintlock, oh, okay. And then this other game, and then this other fucking game I don't care about. Lies of P looks like it might be decent. But again, all of them are these open world fucking games that look like damn Dark Souls now. Even if they're not Dark Souls or Elden Ring, that's literally the formula they're doing. You know how, you know, everybody wanted a game like Mario, so we had a bunch of platformers. Everybody wanted a game like Mega Man, we had a bunch of action. You know, like, then Castlevania. I mean, then the shmups. One shmup came out, a million shmups, and then everybody wanted to have a final fight. And then Streets of Rage, and then all these, you know, it's just trends. But this is the big trend now, because those Souls games are really popular, and Elden Ring is really popular as a game of the year. So now everybody wants to make a game like that. That's what we're doing now with gaming. And I'm like, ah, oh, that sucks. And my friend, he doesn't like the action RPG style of games. He likes the turn-based. And he's looking forward to Octopath Traveler 2 a lot. He said, oh, that first one was great. He said, I definitely need to sit down and play that. He said, that's one of the best games he's ever played. Like, wow, really? But he played Persona 5 and he hated it. He said, oh, this game, the art style sucked. It's like, what do you mean that? He said, yeah, I didn't like the art style. I grew tired of it and got rid of it. It's like, damn, I didn't expect that. But, I mean, he pretty much said he's tired of all these games and the microtransactions. They're trying to sell you the game in bits and fucking pieces now. And then they have, like, the pay-to-win model, where it's like, okay, yeah, pay-to-win kind of sucks, but then people got used to it, just like they got used to DLC, like they're getting used to loot boxes and microtransactions. But according to PC Gamer, or is it PC Gamer or IGN or one of these, we bullied NFTs out of the fucking gaming market. And you know what? I salute all you guys that fucking did that. You're all Chads. You're all awesome. Good for getting the NFTs out of the goddamn gaming market. I hope they never fucking do that shit again. Get the crypto bullshit out of the gaming market. Nobody fucking wanted it there. And now that they've been bullied out of it, and they continue to bully them. And I said, somebody said, next you need to do the loot boxes and the microtransaction. Yeah, bully the fuck out of them. That's how we do shit. And, you know, that's how we're supposed to do shit as humans. When we have something we don't fucking like, we fucking bully them out of it. Like, no, fuck you. We're not going to do this shit anymore. Make it so it hurts them to even think about implementing it. And then they'll be like, okay, fine, we won't do it. Because you have to. They're only thinking about their wallets. And if you hurt their fucking wallets, and if you pressure them and give them shit, constantly give them shit, they'll eventually stop it. That's how you have to do it. You're like, we're tired of this. This is bullshit. This sucks. We don't want it. It's crap. It's a scam. You know, it's done. The NFTs are out of gaming. So, people are going to get bored with the number of fucking Souls-like games that are coming out. But there is one that's cool. It's a shell. It's like a shell game. Instead of a Souls-like, it's called a Shells-like. And basically, it is... Damn, they post a lot of bullshit here. Let's see. Hmm. I don't know where I... Okay, here it is. Another Crab's Treasure. Basically, it's a Shells-like, and you go around, you're a crab, and you have to fight other crabs under the ocean. And it's a big, huge, open-world ocean. So there's probably other shit besides crabs. I saw, like, this... They showed this horrible monster mutant crab. So there's all kinds of weird shit that you'll be fighting. And it could be a very interesting take on the genre. But the most interesting game I've seen isn't even a AAA game. It's, of course, an indie, and it's called Plucky Squire. It literally is everything. Like, they mix so many different classic styles of games together. But you're not just playing on a... Like, you start out playing on a storybook, right? Like, you see the outlines of the storybook. And then you jump out of that world, and all of a sudden you're playing the game on cups. You're playing the game on, like, stuff that you wouldn't necessarily play a game on. Like, your screen changes, the way the scrolling changes. Because if you're playing on a cup, obviously you have a smaller surface. So, it's really weird and interesting how it works. But I think it's one of the most interesting games I've ever seen. And, of course, then we have Savior, which looked really cool. It was a Metroidvania, but pixel style. And it had really highly detailed pixels when it came to the voice. Like, you know, when they would have somebody talk, it would, like, the mouth movements matched perfectly with the real voice acting. And, of course, at first I was like, yeah, this is kind of cool. It's got, like, some, I don't want to necessarily call it bullet time, but there's stuff where she can, like, freeze time when she does her moves. And that's pretty cool. But, it also changed gears, and instead of fighting, like, fantasy creatures, they threw her into a world where it's all robots and cyborgs and shit. So, you're not only going to be going through areas that are more fantasy-based, you're also going through hardcore, futuristic kind of cyberpunk levels. So, that is really cool that they combined both of those together in one game. Looks really, really cool. We have Lost Faith, which looks like a cross between Bloodstained. Well, I would say Castlevania. Yeah, Castlevania and Blasphemous. It's got a really gory, super gory. There's shit you couldn't even get by with on the Super Nintendo back in the day. Like, one of the moves is when he has the guy down, he literally takes a fucking shotgun out and blows his head off. And it's a pixel. It's a small little, like, 16-bit pixel, but you can clearly see the animation where he pulls out the shotgun, just boom, blows his head off. So I'm like, holy shit, this shit's fucking gory. But it looks really good, and it's heavily inspired by, again, Blasphemous and Castlevania. So that looks really neat. After Image looks really good, another Metroidvania. I love the look of it. It kind of reminds me of Ender Lilies. But it's not it's a different game. I don't know if it's by the same studio, but it looks like it could be because it has very much that same style. But that one looks all right. I'd definitely play it, but I want to finish Ender Lilies first. Kind of, you know, want to finish one game in that style before moving onto another. Sea of Stars, of course, looks amazing, and people are fighting because Chained Echoes came out, and Chained Echoes is just a really fun, amazing game that people love. And of course, Sea of Stars has Yasunori Mitsuda, the original soundtrack designer for Chrono Trigger. So basically what they're doing is trying to do a fucking spiritual successor to Chrono Trigger. And Sea of Stars is definitely what they're doing. And this game looks amazing. Dude, me and my friend were freaking out at the sprite art. Like, we're both used to classic old games. And when we were looking at that old sprite art and how animated it is, the sprite animations, it's incredible. Now, this game's been held up for a while, but that's fine, because they made The Messenger, and The Messenger was great. And this is a completely different style of game for them. Because they went from designing a Ninja Gaiden-style game to now a Chrono Trigger-style game. Two completely different styles of games. And it looks just remarkable. I think it's going to be really fun. I think people are going to love it. And, of course, Starfield. Starfield looks good. Like, they literally said it was going to be Skyrim in space, and that's what it is. You have your guns, and you're going around, they said, like, 1,000 different planets, which means it's going to be buggy as hell. But it looks cool, and you have starship battles. It looks like it's something that people have really, you know, well, I know they've been anticipating it. But it's something that people have been looking forward to for a long time. And, I mean, they talked about the Elder Scrolls 6, but honestly, they're going to work on Starfield for a long time. So, when they start developing Elder Scrolls, that shit's probably 2026. And then they were talking about maybe Fallout 5. And Fallout 5 will probably be like 2030. Because, yeah, it takes a long time to make games like that. So that's more or less what they're working on. And, you know, more power to them. I'm glad that they're making this stuff, and I hope it continues. But, yeah, it's... And, well, I mean, as far as... the rest of this is going to go, because I don't want to go ahead and talk for too long. The next thing we got to talk about is briefly what we're going to do next. So, some of this doesn't apply to you guys at all, but some of it does. Okay, so my YouTube channel has been kind of stagnant, and we discovered something, me and my buddy, after we were looking at some of my old videos from back in the day on BitChute. Now, it could reflect that there may have been more people on the platform back then, but what I've noticed is that there were a lot of views on my early Let's Plays. So, I said to myself, and no, I'm not going to do this on my alt tech channels, but on YouTube, I'm actually really highly considering this. I'm going to turn the Grimm's Comics Corner channel into Grimm's Dungeon of Games and Comics. And comics will be in parentheses. So it'll basically be, it's not going to be called that. It's Grimm's Gaming Dungeon and Comics is what we're going to be calling it. Just, and comics will be, again, in parentheses. So we will have comic reads there, but it's mostly going to be a place for me to post games I have been playing. And it won't have any commentary. It's just like I used to do. But I didn't have the kind of quality software that I would need. Well, hardware, rather. I didn't have the hardware I'd need to record a lot of the games really well. And I now have all that to a certain degree. Sometimes they're a little fuzzy, but they're watchable. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go ahead and start letting people watch me play some of the games. You know, various games that I've... found online or, you know, bought or whatever. There's so many different little games that, you know, people are inspired to pick up and enjoy. Because, you know, I am a gamer. I love playing all kinds of different games. And there's a lot of them I uninstall and a lot of them I keep. I'm actually getting to the point where I'm looking at my games right now in my, one of my folders. And I'm like, well, don't really see too much else that I want to get rid of. A lot of those games look like they might be pretty fun. So I might go ahead and start finishing them. And plus, we're getting into January, we are in January now, so it's time for me to probably stop spring cleaning, you know, winter cleaning, and get to playing some more. So that's what I'm going to be doing, just going through games that I've wanted to go through. Maybe I'll post some Cyberpunk on there. I probably will. Maybe I'll post like Chained Echoes and all this other stuff that I've been wanting to play for a while. And we'll just get that up for you guys if you guys are interested in it. And there you go. I know there's other people that do it, but it's just something that I figure, why don't I just throw my hat in? And people like the no-talk Let's Plays anyway. And again, these aren't Let's Plays where the person just fucking kills through everything. These are, like, more natural where I die and many, many times. So, you know, it's real. That's what I'm going for. I mean, some of them I've already died a million times at bosses. They're just hard. But some people like watching other people play. They dig it. They want to see what the game's like and see if they want to buy it, you know. I won't be doing any adult games on there. No, it's YouTube. It's going to be strictly just regular games and comic books. I'm also, so if you want to archive them, you better do it. I'm getting rid of all the interviews and all the talk from that channel. Because I wanted to rebrand it strictly as a content channel. Like, just standard content. There might still be a few red pill things from when I read the comics, but other than that, guys, it's just gonna be me playing games and the comic books, you know, that of course you'll get on BitChute, which is still going, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble will have more stuff on it as well. I'll probably start uploading my commentary content, like talk stuff like I do here, that'll probably go on Rumble, BitChute, and others. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I've got planned. As far as new games, like, we're already kind of dead into Gore Screaming Show, and my friend showed me a video from 14 years ago, and it fucking spoiled a shitload of Gore Screaming Show. And it's like, hey, dude, this is kind of familiar. Can you please stop this video? He's like, why? I was like, dude, you're showing me a game I'm playing right now. It's like, whoa, just, I mean, I got to see some really fucked up shit, and that's the shit that YouTube would show. So, I know that things are going to get really, really, really bad in Gore Screaming Show, and I can't wait to show it to you, because we're going to experience this trauma together. We're already starting. We've already seen the little girl, who's a fucking bitch, by the way. And things are just going to go downhill from there, apparently. And downhill fast. We're talking Higurashi levels of downhill, guys. Yes, it's going to get fucked up. There are a couple more surprises. Unfortunately, still no Tokyo Necro release. They've announced that it's been pushed back to an unknown date. They just want to make sure everything's perfect. And it will be coming to GOG and Steam and pretty much everywhere else. And they're doing a physical copy. And I mean, I knew all this was going to happen. It's Nitro Plus. They do very well on Jazz. So, yeah. And, Gears of Dragon or whatever. That's probably going to come out. Because I think they've already had that one pretty much finalized. And they were waiting on January for that, so that's probably what's going to come next. I will be playing a little bit of that. It's an RPG, and if I like it, I'll finish it. I'm going to be playing a lot more RPGs this year. That's one thing I did say I was going to do last year, and obviously I had some issues. I was pretty sick, and there's a bunch of other crap going on. But this year, I'll have time to really play more RPGs, so I'm going to do that. Definitely gonna finish Cosmic Star Heroine, because that game, oh man, I funded it way back when, never did finish it, loved what I played, so we're gonna go through that too. Just a lot of RPGs. Maybe finish Ease 8, Lacrimosa of Donna. I still have my save file. I don't have Batman anymore, but I still have that one. It's a fucking sign, you need to finish it, so I will. I love that game, by the way. It's a lot of real, it's fun, it's like this times a million. It's like so much better, but I couldn't record it because just the it was too high level of graphics or something. I'll try it again and we'll see if it'll let me record some of it, because I think I did in one of these videos. I think I recorded, and we'll try that. But all right, guys, I think that's all I need to say. I don't think there's anything else I need to run through. Obviously, we are going to try to bring you some more of the cartoon content. Mega Man did stupid well on BitChute. I need to go back through Mega Man and make sure you guys get more Mega Man. Also, we're going to continue with, you know, Zelda Captain N. We did say we're doing Captain N. Super Seducer 2, we're doing that. Going to finish that. And then I don't know what, because we'll have to find something to fill the void that Super Seducer has left after we finish the second one. We'll get to that. You know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. How about that? But that's more or less what I want to do this year with the Grim Dungeon of Rants. That's what we're calling it. I mean, that's what we're calling it here anyway. I mean, it'll be the Grimm's Gaming Dungeon or whatever on YouTube. And I mean, I may leave a link to my BitChute, but I think I may have left a link to my BitChute, but I don't think I'm leaving the link to MGTOW.TV. Reason why is I don't care if my audience on YouTube finds my more adult stuff. I just don't want them finding the uncensored stuff because I don't know their ages. You know, because some people may be coming to watch a gameplay video and they don't need to see, you know, different stuff. I mean, I know the kids are into not hentai. I mean, I hope not. Yeah. But I know they're into anime because my friend's daughter, she's 8. She's got this thing called Gacha Life on her phone. And I was like, what is Gacha Life? And basically, it's a app where you get to design anime girls. You get to dress them up and all that and make them look cute. And these are full-on chibi anime. This isn't like American shit. No, this is full-on Japanese stuff. But she apparently likes anime. Her father loves it. So he says, but I gotta watch it all after they go to bed. So he said, yeah, some of that stuff can get a little crazy. I said, yeah. You know, he actually told me he's kind of sick of the fan service. I was like, really? Remember that bald guy that everybody's been talking about? That fucking bald guy with the beard? It's like, oh. Well, he said the fan service is okay when, you know, there's a point to it. But he said a lot of anime these days is just fan service. And he says he misses the days when there was more of a story in anime. Okay. And I'm like, okay. Like, this isn't something I expected to hear from him, but he's an avid anime watcher. And I told him, I said, do you think that anime is worse now compared to, you know, basically, I'll just be honest, like, back in the day, we would take anime, download it, put it on little burn DVDs, and I'd give it to him. And basically, he'd watch a lot of old, you know, probably low quality anime, and he loved it. I mean, all this classic stuff. He's seen all these classic fucking shows. He loved them. He would sit up all day, all night, and watch them. And now he's saying, well, it's just not like it used to be. He's saying it's just not great. The story stuff is gone from it. It's like, well, shit. He's like, there's a few I'm watching, but they're just, I don't know. He said, I can't find too many that I like anymore. I told him to go check out Bastard. And I said, there is fan service in Bastard, but it's fan service that existed back in 1990 when the thing was originally done. He said, so it's actually part of the time. I said, yes, it's part of the time. It's not something they added there. It's been there for a while. So, yeah. But that's pretty much all I gotta say. Grim won't drink so much next time. He knows better. Matter of fact, I had to tell his wife. His wife suggested. She said, by the way, we watched my content. So they might be listening to this, but we watched my content. He subscribed to my BitChute. But it was his idea to do the game thing. And I was like, well, you know, I could do it. And he said, yeah, you need to go with that. He said to me, do you want to do this on the side or do you want to actually go somewhere with it? And he said, if you want to go somewhere with it, that's probably how you're going to have to do it. You're probably going to have to do it like, you know, doing the regular old video games channel. And I'm like, I can do a video games channel, no fucking problem. I play a lot of video games. Why the hell not put them online? See if I can make a little bit of money off of it in the comics. And if the comics get struck, I'll take the ones down that, you know, they're like, oh, we can't have you reading this. Well, fine, we won't read that on YouTube. We'll read it on BitChute or, you know, another platform that allows that kind of material. So it is what it is, man. You just got to play it by ear and see if I can't maybe build a following and maybe be able to monetize a little bit and do something. It'd be nice. So that's what I'm doing, guys. But just keep in mind, this doesn't mean, like, less content. But what it does mean is that I will be doing, and I said I was going to do this, like, in December. I'm going to do about an hour and 30 minutes of content through the week. Now, obviously, we do the Monday content, and today's Tuesday, actually, but we're calling this the Monday content. And the Monday content is obviously what you expect, where we do the Married with Children and Legend of Zelda or Captain N or, you know, all that. So it's going to be a little longer than an hour and 30 minutes. But normally, I'll just be doing an hour and 30 minutes. Because obviously, yeah, there is time I want to game and talk and do other things besides content. And an hour and 30 minutes a day is more than a lot of content creators actually do give you. There's like a lot of content creators, but I'm sure they don't give you an hour, 30 minutes worth of content. Like, we'll read a whole volume. He was even asking me if I could split volumes. I don't want to do that. I would rather go ahead and finish a volume, especially if it's not that long. So we can go ahead and give you a full comic volume. And people do like that. I've noticed you guys do like the comics. You are watching. I lowered my mic down to about 2. I don't know if you guys noticed. It was on 2.2, but now it's on just straight 2. Because I thought it was too fucking loud. I was listening to it on his speakers, and I'm like, God damn, I'm loud. Because we were basically watching the one where I did the bikinis. You know, the girls in the bikinis, the Aspen swimsuit thing. And of course, we were all... His wife was just laughing her ass off at all the crazy, perverted shit I was saying. And then, you know, he was talking about women. My buddy. Yeah. Like, I didn't know this guy... This dude threw out more red pills in 5 seconds than I have in 5 years. I was like, dude. He's like, I'm unfiltered. That's what he said. He's like, I don't fucking care. I'm going to say what's wrong with these fucking women today. In front of his wife. And his wife was like, she agrees. And I even asked her. I said to her, I was fucking drunk, but I remember this. I said, looking back, would you rather have been a single mother like all these other women want to be, or would you rather have your husband and your kids? She said, without a doubt, I'd rather have my husband and kids. Like, that's something I'd rather have more than anything. I'd rather be married and I'd rather have a husband in my life than anything else. She said, that's the way it's supposed to be. And they're upset being older, you know, a little bit older. She's 35. She's 35. He's maybe about 30, 28, something like that. And let me tell you something. This is really interesting because I didn't know it. This is how they met. He said to her, I don't care what you look like. I literally don't care what you look like. I just think you're a cool person. You know, they got along really well on stream. They were talking. And then finally, she showed herself. And he's like, oh my God, she's gorgeous. You know, like he didn't even expect it. He was just playing a game. They were playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And he met her on there. And she literally said, the only reason I really talked to him is because he said he didn't care what I looked like. He didn't ask me for nothing. He didn't ask me if I looked like anything. And that's one of the issues I think that people have today with dating. They want somebody, oh, you don't look like this, you don't look like that. And that's what he was upset. He's like, these girls are never going to fucking be happy because they want all this stuff that they can't get. They're not willing to settle. They're not willing to fucking settle. They don't. That's the thing. They're not willing to settle. And we're seeing the fucking backlash of that. Again, he said to his wife, he said, I don't care what you look like. And that really fucking struck her because all the other guys were probably asking her questions. Oh, do you look like this? Do you look like that? It's like, I don't care. It's like, you're cool. They've had a lot of fun and they've been together for... Fuck, they've been married for a long time. They've been married, shit, longer than that damn pedophile that lives with them. Oh, I do have something really sad to report. So, obviously, the girl, she's been taking it well. I mean, obviously, she was abused at an age where she still remembers it. So, it's one of those things where she has a hard time sleeping at night. because she remembers what happened. So me and the mother talked, and she's basically going to have to get on some sort of melatonin or something to help her sleep. And unfortunately, that's, you know, the only thing they can do right now. She's still kind of young. Yeah, she would need to go to therapy, but I don't really I don't know if there'd be any therapists around here that'd be worth a damn, because some therapy around here is just real shit. So it's unfortunate, and I hope they, I mean, again, part of me, like, one hand wants to strangle him, one hand wants to strangle him. I didn't see him, but I want to, you know, it's awful, man. It's sad that girl has to go through that, because she's very bright and cheery and, you know, active little girl, and she's getting in. She wants to be a content creator, though. She really wants to be a content creator. Like, we were playing a video that a kid could watch. It was our Resident Evil thing, so there wasn't any, you guys know the Resident Evil thing, which is on YouTube, isn't anything adult. So she was looking at that, and she was like, "Is that your voice?" So I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh, you're a content creator?" I said, "Yeah, I've been a content creator for a long time." And she's like, "Oh, I want to do that. I want to be a content creator." Because she watches all these content creators play Roblox and all this stuff like that. And that's just something she wants to do. And I'm like, it makes you feel good inside, you know, when you're like, oh, that's... You know, I'm doing something that the kids like and look up to and want to do. We're just going to have a lot of people that want to be content creators now, and that's cool. It's cool that people want to make and share content. So, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm out with the Grim Rant Show, and we'll see you next time with maybe more relevant topics. You know, I mean, Biden's going to raise the gas. You know, I made a joke where basically Joe Biden said, "Hope you all had a Merry Christmas and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Raise the gas." And then after that, the oil companies are like, "Raise the gas." And just all these gas pumps, like the number just starts flying up there. It's like, it's like a fucking slot machine, and goes all the way up to from $2 to $20. Like, all right, but at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. We'll see you next time.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.